Levi from South Africa asks, I've heard that if a Sefer Torah falls to the ground, everyone present must fast for 40 days. Is this correct? Can you provide me with sources for this? My Hebrew is pretty good. Okay, the main source that when a Sefer Torah falls, one has to fast, is Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Simin Mem Dalet, in the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Hay. There's a lot of discussion in the Svarim of Shilas and Shuvas, who exactly has to fast, how long one must fast, if the Sefer Torah fell on purpose because people were negligent or it was a total accident, if the people who saw it have to fast or only the person who caused it. You can look in the Shilas and Tshuvas Divrei Chaim from the Sanzer Rav Chelek Aleph Simin Chav Tes. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Tshuva Igris Moshe Aruch Chaim Chelek Gimel Simin Gimel, and there are a host of other Shilas and Tshuvas. The Chidah in Chaim Sha'ol has a Tshuva concerning this. The Shilas and Tshuvas Imre Eish Simin Vav and Rav Pa'olim Chelek Dalet Yoredeya Kuf Ayin Hay. Also the Maram Brisk has a Tshuva concerning this. The Gvul Yehuda to Rav Tzilson Simin Zayin has a Tshuva. Who else? Those are I think enough sources to be able to see. We once had a Sefer Torah that a child was carrying on Simchas Torah that fell, and Reb Chaim Kaineski told us that the minig is that everyone who saw it fall should fast one day. Others said that the only the person who actually caused it to fall, either the Gaboyim or whatever, who gave it over to a child to carry, they are the ones who should fast, and the people who saw it should fast if they could. If not, they could redeem the fast with tzedakah, and the tzedakah should go to people who are sitting and learning Torah. There are many other shalas and shulas to deal with it, but I think that I gave you enough to look into.